I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:44. The city of Las Cruces wants to hear more feedback from residents about how to upgrade its facilities.
We think there's a lot of benefits to having dog parks.
A handful of residents attended the first of three meetings to gather input on which community facilities should be updated using general obligation or GO bonds. The voter-approved bonds are paid back through property taxes to fund capital projects for things like parks, trails, swimming pools, and fire stations. Las Cruces Fire Department Deputy Chief Jason Smith says now is the public's chance to have their say.
If you want to have that voice of, I would like to see this in my city, or I've always wanted us to have this amenity, or I see these buildings and they should be updated or moved, this is our chance as citizens of our community to come out, give those ideas on these projects, and see if they can actually make it to ballot, and then you can have the chance to vote on something you really want to see in our community.
New asphalt for Las Cruces International Airport is something retiree Rob Wood really wants to see. Wood is the chair of the Airport Advisory Board. He says he came to the meeting to learn more about what GO bonds are and give input regarding the airport's needs.
The airport has been neglected for many, many years as far as the asphalt areas that the city is responsible to, asphalt areas around the hangars, the roads out in front, some of the buildings are deteriorated, just different things to clean up the airport are needed to be done that the city has neglected.
Wood says the cost to repair the airport's roads is being assessed.
$1 million would look very nice, but I think it would be more than that. We're not asking for it all to be done. It's a progressive situation. Asphalt deteriorates over time. It's not going to all be done at once. So if we could just get some of it done, that's what I'm looking for if there's money available.
Funding for art is an important issue for Rebecca Courtney, who chairs the City Art Board. Courtney says the board is developing a master art plan and would like to see a percentage of GO bond money included for public projects.
Las Cruces is growing and people really want their neighborhoods to reflect their culture, their identity, their history, and we are so rich in history in Las Cruces. And so we are looking for ways to find that funding.
Smith says for every $1,000 worth of property value, the city collects $1 toward GO bonds, which he says totals about $10 million in bond proceeds for the city. Courtney says that money can fund more projects, like the structure debuting later this spring at the East Mesa Public Safety Complex, a fire and police station opened in 2017. Courtney says the city funded the project to show pride for its first responders.
And so art can do more than just be beautiful. It also identifies your city.
Smith says based on the public's input, the city will evaluate and select which projects go to a vote scheduled for late August.
They'll go through it. We'll look at what can be accomplished based on the impact to the property owner. And then those questions will go on the ballot. And that's where the voter gets the final say of, I want this project. And each project will be separated so you can have multiple questions on the general obligation bond. So if you like one idea but you don't like another, you can vote yes and no. It's not a one vote for all or none.
Attendance was low at the first meeting, where city officials outnumbered residents. But those like Courtney say all citizens should make themselves heard.
They all, I know, have issues in their neighborhoods, and they should come and just voice them, not to be shy, or go online to the city website and put down your information. And if you can't come, send somebody else that is not afraid to speak up, for example. It's important.
Wood agrees residents need to speak up.
Quit complaining and get out and talk to people and learn what's going on. I mean, being on an advisory board, people come to me and complain about something and they want me to take care of it when, as I tell them, you need to show up at the meetings. And so there was only a handful of people here today, the public, and I just hope these meetings gather stronger support because they're asking for our help. So let's get out and give it to them.
Because it's not often you can tell the city how to do its job. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez. The next GO bond meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Brannigan Cultural Center. If you can't make it to the meeting, you can share your input with the city by emailing gobond@las-cruces.org. Students from six Alamogordo schools got the chance to speak with NASA astronauts in person and from space yesterday. Astronaut Scott Tingle held a live Earth-to-Space call with middle and high school students aboard the International Space Station. Tingle answered questions about life aboard the station, NASA's deep space exploration plans, and doing science in space, while astronaut Danny Olivas visited to talk about his career. We'll have an in-depth report coming up in the near future.